Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teachings. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. That comes from John 14, 23 through 24. Jesus was only hours away from his arrest, trial, condemnation, and his crucifixion when he spoke these words. The Lord was seeking to comfort his disciples in the hour of trial. The assurance of his and the Father's presence was to provide a peace and consolation to these men whose world was about to be shaken severely. They needed to know that they were loved. Join us for our study today as we observe that love draws us into God's will.
I know a story, I know that it's true. And if you listen, I'll tell it to you. How something changed me and made me new. Talking about the love of God. A love that gave me a song to sing. That made my winters turn into spring. That gave new meaning to everything. Talking about the love of God. Not long ago, my rebel heart wanted to doubt him. But now I know that I'd be nothing without him. Though I might stumble when courage is gone, still there is something that beckons me on. A mighty tower to lean upon, talking about the love of God. Not long ago, my rebel heart wanted to doubt him. But now I know that I'd be nothing without him. Though I must stumble when courage is gone, still there is something that beckons me on. A mighty tower to lean upon, talking about the love of God. Talking about the love of God.
I would make this observation from what Jesus told his disciples in helping them cope with his death. Jesus connects their love for him and their following his teachings. A few verses earlier than what we shared, Jesus stated it in this way, "Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me." We cannot miss the association Jesus makes so clear about one's love and obedience. The Apostle Paul writes extensively about the grace of God. He makes a concentrated effort to make certain that those who read his letters would understand that grace is made available to everyone, but grace is found by those who follow the Lord's will. He asked this rhetorical question, "Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?" His emphatic response is, "By no means." And again he writes, "Shall we sin because we're not under law but under grace?" To which he again answers, "By no means." This is found in Romans chapter 6. The apostle connects the blessing of grace with our obedience to God's will. Jesus was teaching his disciples that because of their love for him, they would obey his teachings. Out of a heartfelt desire to honor the Lord, they would surrender their will to his. Love is more than just a feeling. It is shown in word and in deed. The Apostle John writes years later in his letter to disciples, he said, "Let us love not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. The evidence of love is to be found in the deeds of kindness and the care for one another. Reading from the Apostle Paul, once again from Romans chapter 10 this time, we find him saying that if we confess Jesus as Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. Our faith, or our belief in Jesus, is once again related to our obedience. You see, confessing Jesus as Lord is to accept his will over our own. Back again to the opening text where Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey my teachings, that it is supported throughout the inspired teachings of the New Testament. The Apostle Peter told those who were pierced in their hearts and convicted of their sins for rejecting Jesus, they should repent. And he said, let each of you be baptized for the remission of your sins. Faith alone, as James teaches, does not save us. The living and active faith that saves a person is a faith that draws us away from sin in our lives. You see, we make the choice to obey the will of God, and we do so because we love him. Love sent our Savior into the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Our love is in response to God's loving us first. Another statement that Jesus made is found in Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers. How can we possibly miss the truth in the Lord's words? His lordship is more than just believing in him. Our faith and love for him must draw us into living by all of his commands. Because we love God, we can love one another. Out of our love for the Lord, we reject the acts of the sinful nature, such as sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. And we replace the sinful nature with the Spirit's influence in our hearts. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The Apostle John wrote these words, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Jesus said, the greatest command is that we love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Out of such a love comes an obedient life that pleases the Lord. And our prayer is today that our love for Jesus will draw us into an obedient life, and that your love for the Lord will do the same.
He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny. 'Twas the lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. Even in death he remembered the thief hanging by his side.
if that isn't love.
If that isn't love,
the ocean is dry.
The ocean is dry.
There's no stars in the sky, and the sparrows can't fly. If that isn't love,
if that isn't love,
then heaven's a feeling like this. If that isn't love, it had to be love. It had to be love.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.